There are so many trends, internet trends, the bottle cap challenge, planking, owling, the Tide Pod challenge, mm-hmm. you name it. Seems like every day there's a brand new challenge or trend. Now there's one that is disgusting, or at least we think so.
Yeah.
It's licking ice cream while it's in the store. You put the lid back on and you put it back in the freezer and walk away.
Like that.
It's horrible.
I don't like it either. And now there's also, because these things kind of evolve over time, now there are videos of people going around licking tongue depressors while they're waiting in the doctor's offices and putting them back in the container.
My gosh. Oh my gosh.
Why?
And
terrible.
Then people are filming themselves doing this.
And the doctor's office are probably already sick, and so they're getting other people sick.
That is a crime, right?
I don't know.
Can you get our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on? Yeah, no, some questions.
I don't know.
And it should be.
And then there's a story of a lady. She is a business owner, and she's next door to an ice cream place.
Uh-huh.
They caught her breaking in, licking ice cream. And putting it and leaving it there.
Uh-huh.
Picking her nose, putting it in the stuff.
Ew.
And she's filming herself.
And also going number one all over the place.
No.
And then she thought she'd get away with it.
We've become popular, and obviously this is a very small parking lot, and I'm guessing we didn't even know she was mad. She was able to access that room, you know, without us knowing. We open at 3, she opens at 8. But we take this business very, very seriously, and I know when something's been tampered with. Stuff like this can ruin our business. Hopefully she'll get some help.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you something. I've been seeing videos of people doing the ice cream licking. I've seen it now even with mouthwash and them spitting it back.
Mm-hmm.
But the ice cream, which I happened to have some last night for Landon to bulk him up a little bit.
along with his heavy cream.
Yeah.
Right.
that you feed him. Yes.
But I noticed that when I open up at least the Harris Teeter kind, it has a, like another.
Like a plastic seal?
A plastic seal. So I think, don't most ice creams have that?
I thought.
So are they like taking that off, licking it, putting it back? Because it's very possible. Here's my thought. Because people say, well, only get the ones with the plastic seal. But here's the thing. Maybe, just maybe, I didn't know that it would have a plastic seal, right? So let's say somebody takes off the plastic seal, licks it, and puts the top back on. Then I go to get the ice cream, and I take it home with me, and I open it up. I would just think, oh, this kind doesn't have a plastic seal.
Yeah, that's
not
what I
Not realizing
think.
There was one on there.
Right.
So I think most ice cream has a plastic seal. So if it doesn't,
by a different kind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would just assume, because I've had both. I've had one with the plastic seal, and then I've had like the cheaper kind that doesn't have.
That's
I don't
true.
Think
that kind
has
right
the
there was
seal.
Licked. That kind was licked.
You
I think they
think?
All. I think they all do. I think yours
I don't
was tampered
know.
With.
Yours definitely was tampered.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because look, the Harris Teeter's a generic kind.
Yeah.
Which tastes good.
No,
by
I
the
didn't
way.
Say. I just said cheaper. Like maybe not. Because I think the store brands are really good.
They are good.
I do. Yeah. But I'm talking like names that maybe you haven't heard of before.
Oh,
I got you. Know? You. Yeah, and the thing is now some places are locking their ice cream away.
You've got to be kidding.
Like, I want some ice cream. Hold on. Get a key. Do it. It's costing them more money. Look, that gets passed on to...
it doesn't sell as well.
No.
It's
just like, forget it.
I'll... And how many times... And ice cream can be impulse. How many times, sure,
for Katie, sure.
She's walked down the aisle, mm-hmm. and she didn't mean to go and... She's in the trying to get her frozen vegetables, but
right.
then she turns around
right.
and sees a great display of all these nice ice cream.
All
snacks.
The time.
And she,
all the time.
You know what? I'm going to buy this one.
It also works really well with wine for me, too. Like impulse. It was an impulse. I don't know. It was 20% off.
I think, honestly, most people don't specifically go to the grocery store to buy ice cream. I think they
I
go and
that.
They see it. Or when mm-hmm. Harris Teeter has the buy two, get three free. Wow, this is such a great deal.
How could you
pass
not?
Up? I mean, I'm going to fill my freezer with ice cream.
Exactly.
Okay, we do have our official attorney on,
good.
Lisa Lanier, this licking ice cream thing, this new trend. It's illegal, right?
It is illegal, yeah. In every state, you can be charged on many different levels. It varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. In some states, it's a misdemeanor. And actually, any state can find a law to criminalize this, and they do all the time. And what you typically, where you've typically seen this, is food service employees spitting in people's food. That's what really started all the legislation around this. But many states actually have food tampering felonies, and that makes it very, very serious. North Carolina has a statute about food tampering, and it's not very frequently invoked, but it is a felony. And so I think where these people are dumb enough to video themselves and then post it out on social media, mm-hmm. you know, what a slam dunk piece of evidence that is.
I know.
Like, and, oh, here's your video of you doing it.
Although, right, I don't want to get into the whole Robert Kraft thing. He's also on video, and he's denying it, and probably not. He's going to get off.
Well,
anyway,
that.
He's a billionaire. It's different.
That has right, nothing right. to do with what we're talking about.
There's licking involved. Anyway, continue.
Oh,
yeah. Robert Kraft did it.
To the next level.
Robert
Holy
Kraft,
Mormon.
Moly.
Remember that.
Okay,
everybody.
Mr. Dry Heave. I don't want to hear it from you.
But right. I'm not Mormon.
You are whatever the... I don't know the name of your church.
Agnostic. Agnostic.
What's the name of the church you go to?
Agnostic can dry heave.
Okay.
Stop it.
Well, I don't want to be agnostic then. Sorry, Lisa. You had to be a part of that. I know you went to law school
it's
and all this stuff.
It's embarrassing, Lisa.
But here's
sorry.
My thing. Here's my thing with the videos, Lisa. I think, honestly, I see these people doing it. I think it's a setup and a stunt to get more people... because, listen, if you record... Oh, record now. I take the ice cream, I lick it, I put it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stop the video. Then I just take the ice cream out and
go buy
it.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know,
some may do that.
Out of context.
It could be.
Some may do that, but they, you know, then I think because they've shown themselves on video, and if the whole point of the prank is to put it back and they show themselves putting it back, then I think the burden of proof is going to shift to the defense to prove you bought it. And so, you know, and stores have video cameras and stuff. I mean, it would be an easy thing to show if you really bought it or not.
But, yeah, true.
You know, this is actually food service workers, you know, very commonly spit in people's food, you know, and so that's where this really, ugh. And what's really different about it? You know, it's really kind of the same thing. It's just a patron doing it. And I think a lot of, especially like a lot of these little sort of, some of the fancier little ice creams that come in the smaller little cartons with the pop-off lid, a lot of those don't have
that's true.
A seal on them. And I think that's probably what they're targeting mainly, because I think a lot of the bigger ones like the Breyers and the Harris Teeter brands have that big plastic band on them.
But the thing is, I think, like, see how we're saying I think mm-hmm. So let's say somebody rips it off and licks it and puts it back without the seal on it. If you got home, you would probably think, oh, Harris Teeter brand doesn't have the seal on it.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
No.
And you're probably, most people aren't going to take the time, maybe they will now, to take the top off the ice cream
to make sure
before you buy it.
And speaking of people spitting in food, that is why when I go to a restaurant, I'm very reluctant to send the food back.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's
you
a shame.
Never send it back. Yes, never send it back.
Okay.
But isn't that a shame?
It's a shame.
That you're just, then you just have to eat what you've, you know? You
yeah.
just have
Even
to,
if it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, never send it back. Just order something else or something. Because, you know, there was a study that was done a few years ago, and it was a Baylor University study, and it was a huge comprehensive study about weight people and what their habits are like along these lines. And 6% of weight people said that they commonly spit in people's food who make them mad. And that's kind of a high percentage.
It is.
Know?
Especially they commonly do it.
Awful.
6% that
commonly do.
That are admitting
commonly,
to it.
Like,
other people aren't. Yeah.
Yeah. They make a habit or practice of doing it. 6%. That's pretty high.
And so, I already have an issue with my wife's resting bitch face at the restaurant.
definitely spitting in your food.
When I bring something to her, she looks like, before I even get there, it looks like she's completely disgusted by the plate.
Right.
So when it comes to a restaurant and she's being really meticulous, she looks like, what in the hell are you bringing me this disgusting vomit?
Oh, no.
Even if she likes it.
Does she send it back a lot?
She is very picky. She'll be like, ooh. This is how she is. First, you bring the food, and it looks like she's disgusted by it.
Right.
Right.
Then she orders the ranch to it because she forgot to tell the waiter. Then the waiter comes back, and, oh, can I also a side sauce of this spicy mustard, let's say.
Uh-huh.
Oh, back and forth. And then she tries it. Ooh, I'm not liking this. That's when I'm like, you better not send that back.
Please don't.
You're definitely the 6% right there, because I'm about to spit in your food.
Yeah. Please don't do it.
Sure. I'm pretty sure she's getting a loogie in one of those.
Gross.
And it just makes you a little stronger.
No, thanks.
It makes your immune system better.
Yeah, you can fight the stuff off. She's great. Lisa Lanier, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. Thank you so much. If you're injured on the job, contact her right away. HireAHeavyweight.com. But yes,